Leading through division has been the focus of a series of Morning Edition conversations since the presidential election was settled. The series was born of questions over whether President Bush could overcome deep divisions in the Congress and the electorate and govern effectively. The series has featured an expert on evenly divided state legislatures and management guru Stephen Covey. Michael Kaiser is president of the Kennedy Center here in Washington, but he's best known in the arts world for rescuing organizations from infighting and near disaster. In the early and mid-1990s, it was the Avenelli Dance Troupe in the American Ballet Theater. At the end of the decade, it was the Royal Opera in London.
The Royal Opera House was in very, very bad shape when I got there in 1998. It was truly a mess.
When Kaiser arrived, Covent Garden was going broke. The staff of the Royal Opera and the Royal Ballet were threatening to strike. Administrators and the artists were at war. The building was a mess. The whole place, as one newspaper put it, was a nest of backstabbing bluebloods. Another paper called Kaiser's job good training for purgatory. But Michael Kaiser says he was prepared.
Most arts organizations that have problems tend to look backwards, looking at whose fault it is and blaming people, or trying to find out how big the problem is, measuring the size of the deficit, rather than looking forward, saying, how are we going to fix this and how are we going to create excitement about our organization? People give money, people support organizations because they think they're going to do exciting work. And the Royal Opera House was doing nothing but talking about the past. So what I do in each of the organizations I've worked with that has been in trouble has been to talk about the future, talk about future programming, talk about what makes the organization worth supporting and what makes it great. And in turning the focus to the future and then in creating that future, you all of a sudden find much, much more support for the organization.
One British newspaper reported that you personally made tea for a very demanding conductor before every performance. Is that what it takes to be a good manager?
I did do that. In truth, he wasn't demanding in the least, but it really did solidify our relationship. I think when you do run arts organizations, you're working at both the very grand and the very small level. The making of the tea was a small gesture, but I think it spoke volumes, not just to this conductor, but to the whole artistic staff, about my commitment to the artists of the Royal Opera House.
Done in management training somewhere?
No, I don't think so. I think when you work in a creative organization, you're working at two levels. One is you're making sure that the whole infrastructure is working, but then you're also working to create an environment in which creative people do their best work. And people do their best work if they feel important, if they feel supported, if they feel cared for. And making the tea was just one way of showing that to this person and to the other artists.
We've been talking about trying to lead a nation divided. Particularly when a president doesn't get the popular vote. Should President Bush make tea for Gephardt or something?
No, I think what leaders need to do more than make tea, that's a tactic. But I think what leaders have to do is to provide a vision for the future. And what has been remarkable to me in each of the troubled organizations in which I've worked is the power of a vision and how if one has something that's, and it's not just a concept, but it's supported then by a very detailed plan of how you're going to make that vision come true. But if you can present that to people, either people inside an organization who have been damaged by the problems or people outside the organization who have lost faith in what the organization can do, if you present this vision and a plan of how you're going to get there, the power of that is remarkable. And I think that's true leading any kind of organization or a nation.
Is that enough to get warring factions to work together?
When you focus on the future, it's easier to get warring factions to work together. Warring factions typically work over something that's in the present, a specific problem, who gets what right now. And if you can start talking about the future and what you're going to try and accomplish 2, 3, 4 years out, it's amazing how people who are antagonistic towards each other can start to work together. But also, my vision for arts organizations is never about cutting back. It's about how do we find more resources. And that's a very encouraging outlook for those who work in the arts, because warring factions are mostly concerned they're going to lose something. But if you make it clear that if we work together in the future, there'll be more for everyone, that tends to get people to relax a lot.
You have to show them what's in it for them.
You have to show what's in it for them. That's what you have to do with people no matter what you're managing. That's called management.
Mm-hmm. What makes a good manager?
I think a good manager is someone who truly cares for the organization they're managing, can communicate that to the people they work with, and can lead by creating a vision of the future.
What about individual qualities, specific qualities?
I think they have to be smart. I think they have to be creative. I think they have to be kind. And I think they have to be fair.
What about taking risks?
Risk comes with creativity. And one of the very challenging parts of working in England was that it was not a culture that really supported risk-taking. And I find that's much easier in this country. Risk-taking in this country is much, much more supported by the culture. And you have to be willing to take risk, and you have to be willing to fail, and you have to accept failure if you're going to create anything important. If you're going to produce operas or ballets or symphonic performances or paint paintings, you have to be ready to have some not be so good. And if the culture can't accept failure, then it's not going to support risk-taking at all.
You don't stay around very long in any one place for a long time.
Well, traditionally what I've worked on in my career has been turnarounds. I worked first in the Kansas City Ballet, then at Alvin Ailey, then at American Ballet Theatre, and then the Royal Opera House. Each of these was a severe financial turnaround. In each case, the organization could have declared bankruptcy when I arrived, and no one would have questioned it. When you do a turnaround, two things affect how long you stay. One is that you work incredibly hard to make the turnaround. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The focus is extraordinary. The energy is extraordinary, and it is exhausting. And so when you're done, when the organization is turned around, not just that the deficit is paid off, but a new economic structure exists that works. One is spent, and it's you need to go off a little bit. The other is that when you get to that point in time, what you really want leading the organization is someone who doesn't remember the bad times. You don't want a depression mentality. You want someone who's going to build upon the new health. And usually I can't get away from my feelings of all the problems and my fear about getting back into that mess. So turning it over to someone who can be more optimistic than I am, I think is a very positive thing to do. The Kennedy Center is a different situation. I'm not walking into a mess. I'm not walking into an organization that needs a turnaround. So I can take a much longer perspective on my work here. And indeed, I've signed a 5-year contract, which is the first time in my life I've ever had a contract.
So you've been a fixer, a resuscitator.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
You're not bored if things are running smoothly.
Not so much bored, but I'm tired by the time they get to be running smoothly, and someone else can then take the organization to the new level it needs to get to.
Michael Kaiser is president of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts here in Washington, D.C.